do praise God for each of you on the call today. Truly, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the 25th day of October. I tell you, time is moving right by, and the seasons are getting ready to change even more than they already have. And so we praise God for this day, and we praise Him for His keeping power. We praise Him for sustaining us and keeping us in the midst of everything that's happening in our world today. Need I remind somebody today that if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, somebody tell me, where would we be? Well, let me give you the playback number, and we're still experimenting. We have two different calls going on. I'm live on the Facebook Live side as well as doing my phone call today. And the playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we welcome each of you on the call today, and we praise God for how you continue to support this inspirational moment. It happens each Tuesday at 7 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Well, even as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating this morning, there's a word found in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, in just one verse. That's the first verse. And it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Many of you are already familiar with that particular verse and you know it by heart. But you know, one of the things, as I was meditating, praying, deliberating, and the Lord led me to this particular passage of scripture, there are a lot of devotionals out there, and I use them to help kickstart my day, if you will, help me get going in the morning, doing my meditation and my prayer time. I want to encourage you to develop some spiritual disciplines, and don't just take for granted that when you get up in the morning that everything is going to flow. You got to bind and rebuke. You've got to put on the full armor of God. You've got to pray. You got to fast. You got to find you a devotional. You got to find a scripture to read. And then you got to just take time to hear God's voice. All too often, we get in a hurry. When we pray, we don't wait to hear what God has to say. Because many times, I believe that God wants to give us an answer, but we're in such a hurry till we don't take time to hear what God is saying after we have poured out our hearts, after we have shared with Him everything we want Him to hear. We're in too big of a hurry till we don't get a chance to hear what God is trying to say. So I want to encourage you to just develop some spiritual disciplines. Make sure that you start your day right and that you seek the face of God. The Bible says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto you." But in this particular Hebrews 11th chapter, in that one verse, verse number one, you know, as I was thinking about that, and I used this little devotional entitled "Date with Destiny" by Bishop Joseph Walker III, who is the presiding bishop of the Full Gospel International. I was thinking about that, and one of the things that we talked about in our Bible study on last night, and we do have Bible study each Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. for those of you who are not able to tune in, but one of the things that we talked about was how important it is for us as believers to develop faith files. And you know, faith is one of the things that we really need in our lives. That's what sustains us. Our faith is what energizes us. There's nothing more essential, if you will, in life as a Christian than his faith. Faith literally stretches us from where we are now to help us reach for the possibilities in our future. Isn't that powerful? Faith is what stretches you, and all of us need to stretch what we have and stretch our faith in order for us to get to where God is trying to get us to. And understanding the importance of faith will strengthen your relationship with God and with each other. You know, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We are surrounded by those who we enter mingle with, and those who we associate with, those in our inner circle, those who are in our family. But here's what I wanted to tell you today is to consult your faith file. Yeah, consult your faith file. That's part of what we were talking about last night in our Bible study. Because when you believe God and you believe that He wants the best for you, then you have to trust God and believe that He's well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. And so there's a statement that oftentimes we hear, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Some of y'all probably said that yourself, but what God has said is already settled, and whether we believe it or not. And so our participation in what He says requires us to believe and never waver in our belief. Isn't that powerful? Every challenge that you encounter must be met with a strong faith in God. Let me say that again. Every encounter that you face must be met with a strong faith in God. And so today, on this 25th day of October, perhaps someone is going through a very difficult time. Someone is going through a challenging time. And you're no doubt wondering, why am I going through what I'm going through? The truth is that, and I say this often, a faith that cannot be tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. And so when God gives us faith, when we have a measure of faith, then we must understand that our faith will be trusted. That's why it's important for us to remember what the Lord has done in the past. When I look back over my life, I begin to think things over. I've got to give Him praise because I have a faith file, don't you see? When I look back and I see how God has brought me through dangers seen and unseen, and it gives me confidence for what I'm facing and the challenges today. And so I just want to encourage somebody and hope that you will develop a faith file. It's a file just like you file away documents for later use. You should develop, if you will, a faith file that you can pull back up and remember. Every time God does something for you, file it away in your spiritual faith file. Wow, isn't that powerful? When you're being tested again, refer to that faith file and know there is nothing new to God. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. Bishop Walker, he tells this story. He talks about this lady whose name was Maxine. That's not her real name. He just uses that. When she was 16, she had surgery, back surgery. The doctors told her that she would never be able to walk again, and the odds were against her and to stand because of the long periods even after this procedure. But she beat the odds, and today she walks as though it never happened. But here it is, when she was 20 years old, she was diagnosed with a rare heart condition and had triple bypass surgery. God saw her through that. And when she was 32 years old, she was diagnosed with terminal cancer. After she battled cancer for years, the story goes that God miraculously healed her. And not long ago, the bank threatened to foreclose on her home. So she came to the service and she asked the church for their prayers. As she stood before the congregation, wallowing in fear, the pastor said, "If there were anything else, and I would understand you being afraid," he said, "but God brought you through your back surgery." That's what he told her. He brought you through your heart surgery. He healed you from cancer, and you don't think He's able to make a house payment? Where is your faith? Can I tell somebody today, as we prepare to close out with prayer, that God is well able to handle your situation in the current situation? If you go back and look at your faith file, you can recall all of the things that He's already done. And the God who brought you through back then, He's well able to do it again. Where is your faith? Are you afraid today? Are you worried? Are you nervous? Are you anxious? You know, we tend to develop spiritual amnesia and forget about what God has done for us in the past. But I want to encourage you today to don't forget, but remember by faith. And call those things that be not as though they already are. And I believe that if you go back and look at your faith file, you'll see what the Lord has done. Can I tell you that there is no secret to what our God can do? What he's done for others, he will do the same for you. If you but trust and never doubt, yes, surely he will bring you out. Consult your faith files. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you and we do thank you for this day. We thank you for that reminder that our faith will be tested and that a faith that's not tested is one that cannot be trusted. And so, God, we know that you brought us through in the past and that you will continue to see us through whatever it is we're faced with. And so now, God, we pray for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl who's on this call today, and they're struggling and trying to make sense of a present need and a present situation, a present ailment. But God, we pray that you will just remind them of how you brought them from a mighty long way. We have indeed come this far by faith. And so now, God, we lean and depend on you. We trust you, even when we can't trace you. And so we pray for your strength. We pray for deliverance today. We pray that you will help us understand just how far you have brought us. You brought us safe thus far. So we know that you will see us through. So we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. Strengthen us where we're weak. Encourage us where we need to be encouraged. Heal where we need to be healed. Deliver and set free. Because you said in your word, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. So we give you praise. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. All right, well, that's our little devotional for today. Look, I hope you have a fantastic day on this Tuesday, the 25th. And don't forget, we're here each Tuesday at 7 o'clock a.m. Central Time. And don't forget now to keep your spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to give you a signal that's going to put you in motion to do something that's really going to make a difference in somebody else's life. So until next time, you be encouraged, and I hope you have a fantastic day.